ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 516. ಸರ್ವಾತ್ಮಕೋಹಂ ಸರ್ವೋಹಂ ಸರ್ವಾತೀತೋಹಮದ್ವಯಃ ಕೇವಲಾಖಂಡಬೋಧೋಹಂ ಆನಂದೋಹಂ ನಿರಂತರಃ. When the Guru has completed his teaching, the Brahma Vidya, the Sishya has felt the Swanubhava. Personally experiencing that Brahma Sthiti, I am that Brahman. Once you remain in Brahma Sthiti, Brahmi Sthiti, that Akhandakara Vritti, I am Brahman, I am the Sat Chit Ananda Swarupam, that thought, entertaining that thought is called Nididhyasanam. Entertaining Sat Brahma Ahamasmi, Chit Brahma Ahamasmi, Anandam Brahma Ahamasmi. This Nididhyasanam, how to do, what are the Nididhyasana Shlokas? From 506 onwards up to 516, nearly 11 shlokas, the Sishya presents how he felt in the form of Nididhyasana. Aham Brahma Asmi, when that Asmi means Uttama Purusha, Brahma Asti, wherever the slokas come, talk about this Brahma Asti, Brahman is like that, whenever they say in slokas, I cannot take those slokas as Nididhyasana slokas. Those shlokas are not meant for contemplation. Asmi, asmi, aham, I am that Brahman, I am that Brahman, like that when Uttama Purusha, the first person comes, those shlokas are only useful for Nididhyasanam. So these shlokas from 506 onwards up to 516, the Guru Sishya tells, in the 16th shloka also you see, Sarvatmakoham, Aham Sarvatmakaha. So that is a shloka for contemplation. Sarvatmakaha means, I am the all-pervading Atma. Available in this body as well as in all bodies. sarvatmaka aham sarvatmakoham. How he has got that knowledge, the student? Because he has learned from the teacher thoroughly the Mahavakya, systematically, with intense desire. That is important. Not casual listening. If I listen casually, I cannot claim myself as sarvatmakaha. I am dukkhatmakaha. I see dukkha in me, I see dukkha in all people. The whole world is dukkhamayam. Adida teriyum. So, intense study, tivram, that student alone can claim, I am sarvatmakaha. Then he says, sarvoham, I am everything. I am everything. Sarva means what? Everything. That's why Vishnu Sahasra Nama, one of the Nama is what? Sarva. Sarva Sharva Shivasthanu. Sarvanama. In whom all Namas are included. So sarvoham sarvatitaha aham. I am atitaha, beyond everything. Everything I am means what? The inner core essence of everything I am. Just as the wave says, I am everything. So wave by nama rupa, it is not everything. When it is everything as water, it is everything. Because all waves are nothing but water. I am in all waves, therefore I am sarvatmakaha. Similarly, as atma, I am in every body. Everything is in me. I am in everything. At the same time, I am beyond nama rupa. Water can claim, wave is in me. I am not the wave, but wave is in me. Because wave nama rupa is there or not, water will be there. If water is not there, wave cannot be there. So wave nama rupa dependently existing on water. But water is not depending on the wave. So, wave atitaha aham, water can say. Wave nama, wave rupa, name and form, that wave, the water is beyond it or not. If it is not beyond, when wave goes, water also will go away. So, wave disappear, but water remains water. That's why sarvatitaha means what? All names and forms are there or not. I am there as that existent principle. Isness, sat rupena ahamasmi. Sat rupena ahamasmi. The sarvatitoham and advayaha, non-dual. All names and forms are, it comes under duality. The whole jagat is nothing but what? Duality. Nama, rupa, drishya, prapancha is duality. Nama, rupa, drishya, prapancha is nothing but duality. But who is non-jewel? Just as you take that ornaments, chain, minor chain, big chain, bangles, rings, so many, lot of duality is there. Who is non-jewel? Only one is there in all ornaments. Gold. Swarnam. Gold is non-jewel, but names and forms are only temporary. Anityam. So, Advayam is gold. Similarly, in all names and forms, their content, their core is what? Na? Brahman. Therefore, who is that Brahman? I am. Sarvatmakaha sarvoham. I am Advayaha, non-dual Brahman. Ekaha ityarthaha, non-dual Brahman. So the duality, dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Nama rupa threatens me, frightens me, exploits me, cheats me. That's why in vyavahara, as long as ahankara is there, nama rupa is there, you can never bring uniformity, you can never bring peace, happiness. Impossible. At ahankara level, no peace. There are only pieces. In Atma, there is only peace, shanti, parama shanti. Paramarthika Atma Swarupena Aham Nitya Shantaha. Vyavaharika Ahankara Rupena Nityam Aham Ashantaha. That's why you never expect shanti at Vyavaharika level, impossible. Nammo enna pandronna, daily we are struggling for happiness, shanti at Vyavaharika level. That which is not at all possible. Just like you cannot make the dog tail straight. We can never make the dog tail straight. It is always, you know, bending only. So ahankara level, all the time there are fluctuations. If I take myself as ahankara, I am going to be afflicted. If I am a sakshi of ahankara, I look at the sakshi as mithya, I look at the as a sakshi towards ahankara as a mithya, then that ahankara is a functional ahankara, will not afflict me. It will not afflict me. Inindi pohatume, na adu madri, you just look at the ahankara, it will not cause any damage to you. This is called internalization of the teaching. The student has internalized and saying, we also should say that advayaha aham, there is no dvaitam, therefore there is no dukkha. Dukkha is also a mithya. Very difficult to say. The sorrow is caused by mithya ahankara. Once ahankara is mithya, false, unreal, that dukkha which is caused by the unreal ahankara also must be mithya. So therefore that dukkha, he looks at that dukkha pain also as a third person. Only just like it passes, that dukkha also passes. If I am equipped with that knowledge, I am a jivan muktaha. Dukkha also will pass. Dukkha also mithya. If I give satyatvam to ahankara, dukkham also becomes satyam. Therefore, he says, advayaha, kevala akhanda bodhaha. Kevala means pure. Akhanda means divisionless. Bodhaha means knowledge. ஐ ஆம் டிவிஷன்லெஸ் ஜானஸ்வரூபம். டிவிஷன்லெஸ், ஹவு கேன் ஐ சே இன் ஐ ஆம் ஐ ஆம்? வென் எவர் வி சே தெர் இஸ் நோ டிவிஷன், தெர் இஸ் நோ சேஞ்ச் இன் ஐ ஆம்ல சேஞ்ச் கிடையாது. அஹம் அஹம், வென் யூ யூஸ் அஹம், வென் ஐ யூஸ் அஹம் as a primary consciousness, is there any difference? No difference. But whatever adjectives you add to that aham, the pure consciousness, they are all having divisions. Height, weight, color, complexion, disparities are innumerable. In aham, aham means not ahankara, I am talking primary I am talking that consciousness, there is no division. That is called kevala akhanda bodha aham. There is ananda aham, there is ananda in aham. La anandam iruka. I am is ananda. I am a wife ana pochi ananda. I am an employee. I am a servant. I am a so-and-so. And the so-and-so vandha denna, ananda gone. So the so-and-so cannot survive without aham. But without so-and-so, aham is there or not? Very important, no? Very interesting. I am so-and-so. Okay. I don't want to say so-and-so, what so many roles I am playing. I am is kevala akhanda bodham. Aham, aham asmi, aham asmi. Naan iruken, adhilo there is no dukkha. Naan eppadi iruken angaradhilo again body mind complex vandadu. I am pure consciousness. So therefore I am ever existent without so-and-so, but so-and-so cannot exist without aham. So therefore so-and-so is not so important. Doesn't matter. A matter is not doesn't matter, because it's a matter. I am aham asmi is the matter. It makes a sense. This is called swatantraha, independent existence. So and so is depending on aham. Therefore, it is paratantraha. Whatever is paratantraha is not kevalaha. This is pure existence, pure consciousness. The so and so is staying along with kevala brahman. So there kevala brahman can exist, that is called akhandam. Okay, so therefore mayeva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yati. Then aham anandoham nirantaraha, I am ever there without any gap. Aham, aham, asmina. Aham, in wife, a mother, there is a gap. When I am playing a mother role, there is no wife role. When I am playing a wife role, there is no mother role. When I am playing a sishya role, there is no other role. So it is exclusive. But aham is nirantaraha. There is no gap. Therefore, aham nirantarahan. I am so and so, antaram is there, gap is there. But aham, there is no change. So therefore, I have to recognize that aham, Brahma asmi, and in the other persons also, that aham, that Brahman is my Brahman only, I am that Brahman only. So this is called Vishwa prema take place. You cannot hate anyone. Hate pannanum nenicha kuda panna mudiyadhu. Impossible. That's why jnanis, mahatmas love everyone. They show compassion, daya, karuna, lot of love. How they are able to show? Because of this knowledge. Nothing else. That knowledge brings that ananda. That's why jnani is always with a bloomy face. Vellila sirikka vendi avashyam illa. That siripu kuda vyavaharikam. Enna body mind complex dhaan use pandrom. Paramarthikataya jnanam, you are internally ananda swarupa. Even though you look not smiling, but internally ananda. That is why sometimes we laugh outside, but internally we are not having jnanam. Therefore, this smile, laugh and all only belong to vyavaharikam. So first we, because of understanding, we smile and we laugh also. So then you will stop smiling, laughing also, because internally you are ananda swarupa. Where is the question of vyavaharika smile? No need at all. That's why some many jnanis, they are just like that. They never show any castroil face. They never show any ecstasy also. That's why you are not able to, very difficult to understand them. They just udasinaha. Udasinaha. No smile, no ecstasy, no sorrow also. That is that they are always staying in paramardhika satyatvam. Paramardhika jiva they invoke. Vyavaharika jiva is subservient. Paramardhika jiva is always in the surface. That is the status, you know, you can revel. Atma Rama Ananda Ramana. Next shloka. Shloka number 517. Swarajya Samrajya Vibhutiresham.
Swarajya Samrajya Vibhutiresham.
Bhavat Kripa Shri Mahita Prasadad. Prapta maya shri gurave mahatmane.
Prapta maya shri gurave mahatmane.
Namo namaste stu punar namostu.
Namo namaste stu punar namostu.
Now that nididhyasana portion is over. From this shloka onwards, up to 519, Guru Vandanam or Guru Stuti. How great my Guru is. And the Shishya is showing his gratitude in the form of salutations, namaskara. How can you admire the Guru? He has given knowledge. What can I give to my Guru in return? To such a knowledge, whatever I have received from my Guru, equal to that, can I give anything? Equal to that Brahma Jnanam, can I repay to my Guru? Nothing is equal. I cannot repay it. Therefore, simply the student show his gratitude through the namaskara. Hey Guru, because by giving lakhs of rupees, I cannot make my Guru, Guru Dakshina over. This is a repayment for you now. Crores and crores, billions of rupees also you cannot equalize with this knowledge. That much great knowledge I have received from my Guru, therefore that humility I have to show in front of my Guru. Vinayam. The more humility I show in front of my Guru, the reverence, the more I have understood the teaching and artha. How can I show my vinaya? Through namaskara. Namaskara is important. At any time, any place, without batting my eyes, dandavat pranam. If I have really understood the greatness of the teaching, if I have received the teaching, the vinaya just go before me, namaskara go before me. But many times we miss that opportunity. That's why really a student who receives the teaching, really, that guru appears in front of him, do namaskara immediately. Place, edam, enge, nu paakamata. Avladha. Because in front of this knowledge, my guru is an embodiment of knowledge, the whole world is dead to me. My ahankara has gone long ago somewhere. It's very difficult. That in all expressions the Shishya is showing now towards the Guru. He says, what type of Guru you are? Hey Guru. Now student is willing to accept the samsara from the standpoint of ahankara. As an ahankara, from the standpoint of secondary I, samsara is real. From that samsara you have protected me. You have taught me patiently, purumaya, systematically, without any gap, too much gap kudukamale, systematically vandu teach pandradannade, yen teach pandrano actually, why he has to teach or she has to teach? Just out of compassion. Because of my purva janma punyam, because sheer compassion, that he says here, bhavat krupa shri mahima is there, mahita is better reading, krupa shri mahita prasadat. Krupa shri, he means here, shri means a treasure, wealth. Kripa means daya. What type of wealth you have given to me, hey Guru? Ordinary wealth is not a wealth at all. You have given me the wealth, you have showered me the treasure upon me. That is karuna. Daya Lakshmi, you have showered on me. Daya. One of the first qualification the Guru should have is called daya. Compassion. Evvalu mistake pannalum kuda mannikkara gunam irkanum and the Guru ke. Guru is a Guru. He is great because not that he has got so many students. Guru is not a Guru because of his number of students. Guru is not a Guru because of he has written so many books. No. Guru is not a guru because of popularity. Some people recognize some great gurus because they are popular. Not because of my understanding. He is very popular, Swamini. And I would have a photo of him. This type of gurus are not real, make gurus. Guru is not because of his having a great ashrama establishment. Paraphernalia, lot of things he has having. Lot of property. World famous. Therefore he is my guru and cholalama. Shastra says, guru is a guru. He knows how to give the Brahma Jnanam for a single student. He may live under the tree, doesn't matter. He may live or she may live without any much comforts, without money, without many sishyas, without any patatopam, no? Without anything, but that person have that scriptural knowledge as well as Brahmanishtha and able to communicate even for a single person, make the other person jnani, he is called a guru. One single student enough. If makes the other student, I am Brahman, he is the greatest guru in the world. But so-called gurus, nowadays all are coming like mushrooms. And the guru name la attraction irukke. Nanu guru aganam, nanu guru aganam, nin guru aganam vandu aga mudiyuma enna? That's why somebody asked, Mahaperiyavar, how can you call yourself as Jagat Guru? Kanchi, Mahaswami, they call him as Jagat Guru, the guru for universe. Jagat means universe. Guru means teacher. The teacher of the whole universe. Somebody asked him, how can you become the teacher of whole universe? Then Acharya said, I am not saying I am the teacher of universe. Universe is telling I am the teacher. I don't want to say myself I am the universal teacher. But the universe wants, the prapancha, the world wants me as a guru. That's why they are telling. I don't want. That's why guru can never become a guru when he wants or she wants. The guru is a guru, the status given by whom? The student, Sishya. The right Sishya is there, receive knowledge. That Sishya, Guru Sishya Sambandha is a unique Sambandha. Therefore, our scriptures always highlight this Guru Sishya Parampara. So, Bhavat Krupa means your compassion. What type of compassion? Shri Mahita. Mahita means endowed with, enriched with anugraha. Prasadat. Prasadam means anugraham. Blessing. Grace. By your grace. Your compassion, by your grace, enriched with that daya, your grace enriched with compassion. Grace is always presupposes compassion. So tremendous compassion should be there. Because however much the guru says, this student always talk from the vyavaharika angle. I have this problem, that problem. Cholinda irupa. You are not that, you are not that. Guru cholinda irupa. Anal vidamata. எவ்வளவு கம்பேஷன் இருக்கணும் இவர் குருவுக்கு இல்லைன்னா முடியவே முடியாது. யூ கேனாட் டீச் அன்டில் த குரு சிஷ்ய கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் நஷ்டோ மோக ஸ்மிருதிர் லப்தான். my delusion has gone and சொல்ற வரைக்கு இந்த குரு பாவம் தயா காமிச்சுட்டே இருக்கணும். பிகாஸ் குரு நோஸ் ஒன் டே ஆர் அதர் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் டெஃபினெட்லி வில் அட்டைன் த நாலெட்ஜ். தட்ஸ் வை த சிஷ்யா சேஸ் ஸ்ரீமத் பிரசாதாத் பவத் கிருபான். So we should not take it as granted. That says Guru is having tremendous patience. A Guru is one nariya poruma irkanum, patience irkanum. Appoda nariya students vande varsha kanakla padikka mudiyum. Ivarukke patience illamale na irundha eppadi, how can you teach to people? Therefore, Bhavat Kripa Shri Mahita Prasadat. What happened? Yesha Swarajya Samrajya Vibhutihi Prapta. Yesha means this. What is this? Swarajyam. Swarajya means Samyak Rajate. சாம்ராஜ்யம் இஸ் சம்யக் ராஜதே இது சாம்ராஜ்யம். ஸ்வராட் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வராஜ்யம், ஹவு இட் ஹேஸ் கம் ந ஸ்வேனைவ ராஜதே இது ஸ்வராட், த ஒன் ஹூ இல்யூ ஹூ இஸ் இல்யூமினிங் பை ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஸ்வராஜ்யம் ஆத்மா இஸ் தட் ஹூச் இஸ் ஷைனிங் பை இட் செல்ஃப் without any external support. Svenaiva, by itself. Virajate means shines, evident, illumining. Iti swarat. Then swarajaha bhavaha swarajyam. That bhava, that my own nature remaining in my own nature is called swarajyam. That's why swarajyam anna kingdom, rajyam anna kingdom. Swa means my own kingdom. What is real kingdom? Atma samrajyam. That's why Tyagaraja sang rama bhakti samrajyam. What samrajyam? சம்யக் ராஜதேன. This kingdom is that where all enemies are conquered. A king can become an emperor, is it on the crown, the seat, simhasanam, when he fought with the enemies. All enemies are sitting surrounding in the borders, boundaries. A king or emperor can sit quietly, happily. When he can sit on that samrajyam, he can establish kingdom. When there are no enemies, when he has conquered all the enemies, he can make the kingdom prosper and happy, and he can enjoy. Similarly, in this swarajyam, samrajyam is possible when I destroy my enemies. காம க்ரோத லோப மோக மத மாத்சரிய அஹங்கார எனிமீஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டெஸ்ட்ராய், தென் ஐ கேன் சிட் ஆத்ம ஸ்வராஜ்யம் சாம்ராஜ்யம். தட் இஸ் ஸ்வராஜ்ய சாம்ராஜ்ய. வாட் இஸ் தட்? விபூதி, தட் இஸ் த க்ளோரி, மகிமா. விபூதி ஏஷா பிராப்தா, attained by me, accomplished by me, by your grace. Maya prapta, maya means by me, prapta, attained because of your compassion to such my guru, Shri Gurave, to my guru. Who is he? Mahatmane, Mahan Atma Isya Saha Mahatma. Mahatmane, to such great Mahatma, to my Guru. Namo Namaste, Namaha Astu. my salutations to such a guru who showed me the grace, compassion, through which compassion I have attained this Atma Samrajyam. And to such my guru, my namaskara astu. Let be there my salutations to my guru. I need not admire all the time, namaste, 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 and challa venda. So simple way you can show your respect without much hangama. I need not ask, nillunga konja namaskaram pandre. I need not say all the reverence can be inside also. It is not wrong to do namaskara. But internally, mentally also you can show your namaskara, the reverence. So guru knows how much reverence you have got. Even though physically you are not doing, the guru knows how much you have internal. Because you give more importance to the subject, more importance to the self-knowledge, automatically what you are having? You are having respect towards the guru. Respect towards the knowledge is respect towards guru. எனக்கு knowledge மேலே interest இல்லை, படிப்பு மேலே interest இல்லை, கிளாஸுக்கு போக வேண்டிய interest இல்லை, என்ன ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இருக்கும் குரு மேலே? ஐ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தட் குரு சோ மச், பட் ஒரு நாள் கிளாஸுக்கு போகல அண்ணா, என்ன ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இருக்கு? ஸோ அட்டெண்டிங் த கிளாஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஏ ஷோயிங் மை ரெஸ்பெக்ட். Studying systematically, properly itself is the tremendous reverence I am showing to my guru. That's why guru never try to see that, no, what ranks, how many namaskaras he is doing, whether he is having reverence or not. He never calculate all these things. This is silently goes, how the Shishya is having reverence, how much respect he is having towards scriptures, towards moksha, towards atmajnanam, that all will be known internally. It will silently happen. So therefore, you can show silently also the gratitude, namaskara. Therefore they say, ajivitam trayam sevyam. Throughout my life, I have to worship three. Ajivitam, lifelong, trayam sevyam, Vedanto Guru Rishwaraha. Vedanta, scriptures. Guruhu, number two, Ishwaraha. Ishwara also I have to worship. Why na? Adau jnanaptaye. Why I have to worship them? Adau, before jnanam, I have to worship them to get jnanam. Adau, in the beginning, I have to respect them, remember them, adore them to get jnanam. Jnanaptaye, adau jnanaptaye. Jnanam vandadukapra vendamo? No. Paschat, later also I have to show reverence. Kritagnatva nivrittayena. To avoid the ingratitude, kritagnatva nivrittaye, to avoid ingratitude, I have to show my respect throughout my life, wherever he is or she is, I have to give respect. Generally we forget our teachers, no? After some time, we are so busy, enga gnapaga irukku guru enna? ஆத்ம ஜானம் அந்த வேல்யூ ஞாபகம் இருந்தால் குரு ஞாபகம் இருப்பார். மறக்க முடியுமா என்ன? ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஃபர்கெட்? கேன் ஐ ஃபர்கெட் மை செல்ஃப்? சிமிலர்லி ஐ கெனாட் ஃபர்கெட் மை குரு ஆல்சோ. த மை செல்ஃப் ஐ காட் த்ரூ மை குரு, ஐ கெனாட் ஃபர்கெட் மை செல்ஃப். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் ஐ ரிமெம்பர் மை செல்ஃப், ஐ ரிமெம்பர் ஹூம்? குரு. மறக்க முடியாத லைஃப்ல ஆஜீவிதம் த்ரயம் சேவியம் என்ன சேவை பண்ணணுமா, ஏதோ மாதிரியே சேவை பண்ணணும். இன் ஒன் ஃபார்ம் ஆர் அதர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சர்வ் மை குரு. என்ன கொடுக்க முடியும் அது மேலே? சர்வ் 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 குரு ஆல் த டைம், சர்விங் இன் மெனி மேனர்ஸ், லிவிங் இன் த டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ சர்விங். லிவிங் இன் த டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சர்விங் மை குருன்னு சேவா. And there are other sushrushas also. Many ways I can serve. I can make my guru happy. Otherwise he is unhappy. Eh? Just these are all temporary. Vyavaharika just we do. But real happiness, we need not give happiness to guru. Guru is always happy. Whether I give or not. I have to show. So therefore, namo namastu, namaha astu, punaha namaha astu. Again, again, repeatedly. Why? No? The repetition is to only to show bhakti, devotion. Repetition is to show, repeatedly is telling. Namaha astu, namaha astu. Yathana vaitena. It shows bhakti, shraddha. Yeah, just as you call, vango, vango, vango ani podume, vango, vango ani anartham, you show your lot of love and affection. Adi madri, here bhakti, shraddha, adaram, adaratadam, all shows that. Next shloka. This Mahatma is an adjective to the guru. What type of guru? Next shloka.
மஹாஸ்வப்னே மாயாக்ருதம் ஜனஜரா மிருத்யுகஹனே ப்ரமந்தம் க்லிஷ்யந்தம் பஹுலதரதாபைரனுதிதம்
அனுதினம். கரெக்ட்.
பஹுலதரதாபைரனுதினம் அஹங்காரவ்யாக்ரவ்யதித இமம் அத்யந்த க்ருபயா ப்ரமோத்ய ப்ரஸ்வாபாத். பரமவிதவான் மாமசி குரோம் பரமவிதவான் மாமசி குரோம்.
The Sishya is continuing his admiration towards his Guru. Imam Maam, Imam Maam, such me, ippadipatta naan, ennai, ippadipatta ennai, Imam Maam. Eppadipatta naan, he gives from the first line. மகாஸ்வப்னே மாயாக்ருத ஜனி ஜரா மிருத்யு கஹனே ப்ரமந்தம். பிஃபோர் கமிங் டு யூ ஹே குரு, ஐ வாஸ் நாக்கிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர், ப்ரமந்தம் மூவிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர் in what na mahaswapne, in a big dream. Mahaswapna pa gnana vandadukapram and the previous life, whole thing is like a swapna.
I was moving in a great dream, big dream, Mahaswapnam, born out of what? Ordinary Swapna, born out of what? Nidra. This Mahaswapnam, ignorance, caused by Maya Kritam, because of Maya. What type of swapna? The dream is like a forest. Gahane means a deep, dense forest. What are all there in the deep, dense forest? Jani, Jara, Mrityu. Vyadhi, Jara, Marana. Jani and Janma. Jara means old age. Mrityu means death. All these three are there, they are not in our hands. Fortunate or unfortunate, we do not know. Birth, old age and vyadhi. Jani means birth, jara means old age, mrityu means death. So very difficult to understand their depth. In forest, you do not know where is what and how about, you do not know anything, where you are going, what is the end, what is the limitation, you do not know anything in the forest. Similar in the life forest, in the jivana, aranyam, the life is also like aranyam. Because I do not know about birth, na edhukku vandana, amma vayathilak eppidu vandana, enakke theriyadhu, edho porandhitam. I do not know. Jani, Jara, however much I go to these health centers and all, my health is not all right. Vyadhi edo onnu vandunde irukke. Old age also I am not able to stop. Jara, I don't like old age. I don't like Vyadhi. I don't like Maranam also. Janma, I like or not, I have come already. See, this is called Gahane. Gahanam is that which I do not know about its nature. Adipatti onnume theriyadu. Where am I going? When am I going? I do not know. Why disease is coming? Why I have to suffer in this pain? I do not know. Why old age is coming? Why all joints are wear and tear problems are coming? I do not know. Even doctors do not know. Many diseases they are not able to give answer. Bhagavan idella all secrets just he kept secretly in his hand. Old age, disease, inda maranam ellame avar kaiyila vechukitta appadi. இந்த கஹனமான ஒரு டென்ஸ் ஃபாரஸ்டில் நான் இருந்திருக்கேன். பிரமந்தம், வாண்டரிங் ஃப்ரம் ஜென்மா டு ஜென்மா, திஸ் பாடி டு ஒன் பாடி டு அனதர், ஐ எம் கோ ஆன் மூவிங். தென் கிளிஷ்யந்தம், கிளிஷ்யந்தம் மீன்ஸ் கஷ்டம் அனுபவந்தம். ஐ சஃபர்ட் எ லாட். கிளிஷ்யந்தம், how much that custom I have taken, undergone. Bahula tara tapaihi anudinam. Anudinam or anukalam, both are readings are okay. Anukalam, if reading is there, it is every moment. Anudinam means every day, that is also every moment, not once in a while. This tapa, not once in a while, anudinam, bahula tara, extreme anartham. Bahula tara means extreme. Tapam, tapaihi means tormented by, scorched by. That's why old age varadana bhayam. When we see old people, we never think we will become old. Even the old people are all there sitting in front of us. 90, 80 age group are there, அந்த தாட்டே வராது நமக்கு. நமக்கு ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் வரும், தெரியவே தெரியாது. பாப்போம், அவர் ஓல்ட் ஆயிட்டார், நீ வந்து ஆல்சோ கோயிங் டு பீ லைக் தட். பாப்போம், ஓல்டு பர்சன். தட் இஸ் த சீக்ரெட்னா, இந்த மனசுக்கு அந்த ஞாபகமே வராது. அதான் காலத்தினுடைய மாயா அது. ஸோ கிளிஷ்யந்தம் பகுலதர தாபைஹி அனுதினம் கிளிஷ்யந்தம். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட், அகங்கார வியாக்ர வியதித. இந்த அகங்காரம் என்கிற டைகர், வியாக்ரன்ன டைகர், வாட் டைகர், ஐ ஆம் சஃபரிங் வித் வியதிதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், பீடித்தம். I am suffering with, troubled by, given problems by this Ahankara tiger. The tiger compared, here Ahankara compared to the tiger. Ego, Ahankara. And then we can't accept anyone, we can't forgive anyone. யாராவது எதனை சொன்னால் துஷ்டன் அப்படியே கோபம் வந்துடும். நான் நான்ங்கிற ஒரு அகங்காரம் அபிமானம் என்ன, ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். இந்த அகங்காரம் விழுது, வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட்னு. அது அகங்கார வியாக்ரம். அது ஒரு புலி மாதிரி உட்கார்ந்துருக்கு அப்படி. நம்ம நல்ல புலி வாயில இருக்கோம், அகங்காரம் வாயில உட்கார்ந்துருக்கோம்னு. எப்படியும் ஒரே வாட்டி நல்லதா இருக்கேன் சுவாமி, ரொம்ப புஷ்டு கோபம் வந்தாச்சு. என்ன கோபம் ஏன் வருதுன்னு, அகங்காரம் இஸ் கமிங் டு சர்ஃபேஸ். ஆல் ஃபீலிங்ஸ், இந்த அகங்காரம் பண்ணுற வேலை தான் இதெல்லாமே. கில்ட்டு, ஹர்ட்டு, டிப்ரெஷன், சப்ரெஷன், அப்ரெஷன், ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அகங்காரம் பண்ணுற வேலை. செகண்டரி ஐ. ஸோ அகங்கார வியாக்ர வியதித சச் மீ இமம் மாம், அப்படிப்பட்ட நான் என்னை அத்தியந்த கிருபையா, பை எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம் கம்பேஷன், இன்டென்ஸ் கம்பேஷன், நாட் ஆர்டினரி கம்பேஷன், அத்தியந்த கிருபையா பிரபோத்ய, ஹேவிங் டாட் மீ, கிவன் த நாலேஜ் டு மீ, பிரபோத்ய ஹியோ ஓக்கன் அப் மீ. பிரபோத்ய மீன்ஸ் ஓக்கன் அப் மீ. உத்திஷ்டத ஜாக்ரதான், ஏய் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் அஜ்ஞான, கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் அஹங்காரா, கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹோல் ட்ரீம், த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் மித்யா, ஃபால்சிஃபை இட், மேட் அப் ஆஃப் மேட்டர் லைக் தட், ஹூ ஹேவ் ஓக்கன் அப் மீ, ஐ ஆம் ஸ்லீப்பிங் இன் அஜ்ஞான, இக்னரன்ஸ், த ஸ்லீப் இஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு அஜ்ஞானம். In sleep only you get a lot of dreams and you nightmares and you scream also. Similarly, the whole world when I am interacting, it is a type of sleep caused by ajnana. That whole world is dream caused by ajnana sleep. From ajnana sleep you have woken up me, you have taken out from samsara. How Guru can take up? When I show my hand only he will take up. When I show my hand means what? Some students will ask, Swamini, you pray for me. How Guru, these are all palliatives. நீங்கள் எல்லாம் பிரார்த்தனை பண்ணுங்க. பிரார்த்தனை பண்ணால் நடக்காத விஷயம் இதெல்லாமே. அஜ்ஞானம் எல்லாம் போயிடுமா என்ன? ஃபிசிக்ஸ் டீச்சர் கிட்ட போய், ஓ ஃபிசிக்ஸ் டீச்சர், யூ ப்ளீஸ் ப்ரே ஃபார் மீ, I should get physics knowledge. Can you ask? Chemistry teacher ketta poi, enak chemistry agnanam pohano, please pray for me. Enna povuma? Mari inda agnanam eppadi povum? Therefore, come to next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.